Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Samach, and we are in the Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Samach. The Masechta Shiurim are sponsored by the Elman family. Le'ili Nishmas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chiel Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Rab Chaim Asher Fegelman, Reb Gershon Lipa, Barle Bas Riel Rubin, and Basha Bas Rab Benjamin Rubin, Aleihem Hashalom. There is so much to talk about in these dafim, as we have seen in Masechta's Brachas. We have to squeeze everything in into a half an hour plus. But again, this is the beginning of Ketzim Avarchim, beginning of Birchas Hanen in discussion, and we will do what we could do. But as I mentioned, we'll try to relate to it a little bit today also, but a couple of the lines at the end of yesterday's daf are crucially important in terms of how they illustrate the idea of the Birchas Hanenin. Those types of lines are not brought. Not all of them are brought in the Bavli. These are uniquely Yerushalmi type of lines, and they're quoted by all the Achronim. And again, let's review for a minute, because there are going to be altogether four different sources for Birchas Hanehenin. What are the four sources? And again, the question is, are all of these mamish sources, meaning Dinim D'Oraisa, we'll talk about that about the Shem in a minute, or are they Asmachtas, Dinim D'Rabbanan? The first Gemara quoted, well, based on the Pesukim of Tehillim, Hashem Aretzum Eloa, Telo V'Yosheva, so the whole world belongs to Hashem. And therefore, you're not allowed to partake of it until Yatiru Lo HaMitzvos. That is the girsa that that we have. And there's Me'ila until one participates. Is that a pasik? Is that a svara? Kind of sounds like a little bit of both. But that is number one. Number two, we had Rabbi Yavohu, who holds that the whole world is based on that pasik by Kilai HaKerem. And the it becomes kadosh, but we say that's a remez that to the whole world is kadosh until you're poda, until you redeem it. And how do you redeem it? With a bracha. And again, the Bavli asks, but that's only by Kilei HaKerem, and it's only by vineyards, and therefore it shouldn't be expanded. I think Mara ends up saying it's an asmachta, but that is all number two. But again, both of those show that the nature of Birchas Hanehenin is what we call matir, is what allows me to participate. The nature of Shevach Vahodah is just that. It's a praising Hashem, and that's why it's always done as a reaction. Right? After I go to the bathroom, after I see a rainbow, after I hear thunder, Shevach Vahodah is always as a reaction. Birchas Hamazon is the ultimate Birchas Shevach Vahodah, the bracha of praise and giving thanks. There might be two different kinds. There's praise and thanks. Both of those are two different. But we usually put them, the Rambam links them together as well. But then we have Birchas Hanenin, which is a bracha that's always said before the pleasure, before we imbibe a pleasure. Chazal only made us make a pleasure. The Ramban writes this in brachas, that, you know, after a long day at work and we're exhausted and we fall on the couch and we go, ah, there's no bracha on that. Even though it's pleasurable, because it's not a pleasure that goes inside, that we imbibe. Only eating, drinking, smelling. Those are the only ones that Chazal say we make a bracha on. Even though there are pleasures outside of those, but they're not as defined, they're not as tangible, and therefore there is no birchas hanenin. But those are the first two. Now we have number three. Reb Chizkiya, Reb Yirmiyah, Reb Yavun, B'Shem, Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Amarta Lashem, again, based on a pasuk in Tehillim, Chazal darshan it as follows. David HaMelech is speaking to his own soul, his own nefesh. Amarta Lashem, Hashem ata, you say to Hashem that you are Hashem, Tovasi Baal Alecha. So we darshan, what does that phrase mean? Im achalta ubeirachta, if you ate and you made a bracha, kaviyacho kilu mishalacha achalta. So then, is kilu you ate from yourselves. Baal alecha means baal not. There is no longer a chiyuv upon you. Meaning tovasi, my goodness, that now it's the goodness that you have given me, Hashem, is no longer upon me, because now I have acknowledged and recognize you with the bracha, and therefore I can now participate in and partake of the food. Again, another remes. Once we're on this pasuk, so we quote another of other drushes on this pasuk. Dover acher, tovasi baal alecha, mivale ani tovasi begufcha. Right? Baal, from the word mivale, to wear out. So I wear out all my goodness with you, Hashem says to David HaMelech, and begufcha to Am Yisrael. I give you so much. Kind of sounds like the Chazal elsewhere, ad belidai, right? I give you so much until it you get worn out. Davar acher, tovasi baal alecha. The girsa of the achronim is yivalalu. From the word balul, to be mixed in, like Talmud Bavli is balul. Yivalalu kalatovos, all the tovos should be mixed in viavo alecha and should come upon you. Maybe that read, if you look in the Mara Fulda, yisarvu kalatovos yachtav. They should all get mixed in together. Milashon mincha belula. Right, a mincha that's balul b'shemen. Maybe that means that sometimes we could have different tovas from different directions, and they could all, one could be, you know, sacrificed at the because of the other one. Right, our bracha is that all the tovas should come, and they all should like be able to dovetail and to fit in with each other, and one shouldn't be at the expense of another one. Right, the sometimes riches bring challenges, and sometimes not having enough money brings challenges, and sometimes being too smart, and sometimes being too nice, and being too naive, and sometimes we should have all the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give us, and they should all work out b'shalom with each other. Continuing, Amar Rav Acha, Mahu Bala Lecha, another drasha, She'eni mevi tova al kol ha'olam mi bala decha. Right, I'm not going to bring any tova on the world that doesn't include you. Meaning you're going to have it also. Kamada atamar umi baladecha lo yarem ish es yado, like Paro tells Yosef. The Charedim says that how we darshaning the word bal alecha to get bil adecha, right? How do we darshan that? So he quotes that we use a couple of letter movements. Mao bal alecha, look at the fourth line of the Charedim. Mechaber shtei atevos. So number one, we can put the two tevos, bal alecha, we put together, right, to get bil adecha. And also, we switch, umachlev lamed alecha bedalas. And they also, we switch an extra lamed with a dalid, because various letters could switch with each other. Dosios, dalet tes lamed nun tuf, mischalfos, tahavi bil adecha. So we use both of those letter movements. So then we could get from Baal Alecha to Bil Adecha, and that's the remes. That's the remes. Right? And sometimes when we see drushes like this, we're like, come on, it's like a game. You switch a letter here and but it's not. No, we look at it as if Tanakh, which was said by a divine author, came with a lot of hints in it, and Hashem gave us the tools to decode the Torah. Right, if an author puts certain hints into a certain book, and then he gives us the codes in order to decode the book, what are you doing? No! The author gave us the coding rules so we could uncover what's meant to be inside. And that's Yud Gimel Midos. That's Gzeira Shava and Hekish and Klalu Pradu Klal and Gorinu Mosifin Vidorshin and Ani B'Makam Echav Ashir B'Makam Acher. And I would add this, you know, there are letters that switch because these are the rules of the game. We can't make up the rules of the game. But there are certain rules of the game. All the letters that are guttural and all the letters that come from your tongue and all, you know, things could switch. Hebrew and Aramaic. Okay, but these are all a couple of drushes on that pasuk in Tehillim. Number four, remez / source for Birchas Hanenin. Tani Rabbi Chia, Kodesh Hilulim Milamed. This is talking about Neta Ravai, and even though it's talking about a specific context, we darshan it in an expanded way. Milamed, Shehutan Bracha, Lefanav, Ula Acharav. So we learn from this that it's Kodesh, it's holy, Hilulim, therefore you have to praise, right? So he needs a bracha beforehand and afterwards. The Charedim here quotes from the Gemara in the beginning of the sixth parak in Bavli, right? The Gemara says, isn't that only by a kerem? What about other fruits? And the maskana of the Gemara in the Bavli is Svarahu. It is a Svara. It doesn't quote any of these psukim Svara. The Gima Shenanet, Tzorch Lahodos, Lamisha Bara. Because you got Hana, you have to be Modet to the one that created it. Umasik, and the Charedim says, Ela al Karchin, Ein Zali Medgomer, Ela Asmachta Ba'alma. It's an Asmachta Ba'alma, it's a hint in the Psukim, and therefore the Argamara here also ends off. Bikan Amar Rabbi Kiva Omer, Lo Yitam Adam Klum, Achi Yavarach. You can't taste anything. Can't even taste. Not even eat, but even taste something before one makes a bracha. Rov Mefarshim, 99% of Mefarshim assume that Birchas Hanenin is Durabanan. That's the Pashup Shot of Tosfos. The Pashup Shot of Tosfos there on Lamed Ham and Aleph in the Bavli. The Maskana of the Gemara there. The bottom Tosfos says, Vikra Denasiv La'el, and the earlier Psukim that were brought, Asmachta B'Yalma. It's just an asmachta, which means a dindra abanan. The psukim are hints. Va'gemara haya sabor mitchila delimud gamor haya. The Gemara originally thought that it was a limud gamor, but then we end up saying that no, it is an asmachta. The Pnei Yoshua in Brachas there has a big tzarachian. He says, I don't understand. right? We have two other sources in Shas Bavli where the Gemara says, Lama likros svarahu. The Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a svara. The Gemara says that in Baba Kama Memvav, Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya, right? If you want to bring a be motzi money from me, you have to prove it. And the Gemara says that in Ksubas Chafbeis, Pesha Asar, Hu Pesha Hitir. If a woman comes to town and says, hi, I'm divorced. Who wants to go out with me? We believe her. Because we didn't even know she was married. So the same woman who says that she was married is believed to say that she's divorced. Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitir. And the Gemara there, both of those places quote a pasuk. And then the Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a svara. So the Gemara says, you're right. And the Gemara quotes that the pasuk is needed for something else. But says the Bnei Yeshua, what do you see from there? Svara is on the level of Daraisa. And therefore, if the Gemara's maskana here is that Birchas Anenin is based on a Svara, so it should be a Din Daraisa to make Birchas Anenin. I don't understand, says the Pnei Yeshua, why everybody assumes that the maskana is Darabanan. And therefore, he says, the Lule de Mistafina, right, were I not scared, I'd argue on everybody else. I think that Berachas Anenin is Daraisa, and I still think that you can hold Savik Berachas Lahakel, even if you say Berachas Anenin is Daraisa, because it's not based on Savik Drabana Lakula. Right, Savik Berachas Lahakel is based on the fact that you have counter pressure. Usually, by a Savik Daraisa, you go Lachumra, but here there's a Savik, maybe it's a Bracha Shein Etzricha. Right, maybe you said the Bracha. So you're thinking it'd be machmir, but maybe it's a suffix bracha, extra bracha. So that's why suffix bracha is lahakel. Not because of a suffix drabana lakula. Even if it's daraisa, you would be makel. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. That's his maskana. So how do you get out of that? And he says, I think you can even read it into Tosfos. You read that Tosfos that I just read before very slowly and carefully. It could be that even Tosfos is saying that it's Daraisa. How do you get out of that? Says the Tzlach, says the Noda Bihuda, says, I'm sorry, I have tremendous covet for the Pnei Yeshua. Remember, the Pischei Tshuva in Yaradeya quotes that when the Pnei Yeshua died, he was maspid him. And even though the Pnei Yeshua gave command, no hespedim, he says, if the door of the generation needs to hear about the Gadol Adar, I'm going to be maspid him. So the Noda Bihuda was maspid the Pnei Yeshua, so he has tremendous covet for him. But here he says, I think it's wrong. There's different types of, you can have a svara to explain a halacha, as a basis for a halacha, hamotzi mechaver olav araya, or pesha asar. But you can't have a svara that creates a mitzvah. Right? The why didn't the Gemara then ask, by every mitzvah that's logical, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a svara. Keep it of aim, you don't need in the Torah. Lo tirtzach lo sinah, if you don't need any mitzvah that makes sense, you don't have to put it in the Torah. You can't create a mitzvah based on a svara. You could have a halacha based on a svara. So that's how the Tzlach explains the different context of those cases. And also, Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher writes, maybe there are another answer. He says, maybe there are two different types of svaras. There's what we might call intellectual svaras and religious svaras. If you ask the average guy on the street, Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya, does it make sense? Pesha Asar, does it make sense? They would say, yeah, it makes sense. Pesha Asar, Hamotzi Mechavero. Yeah, does it make sense to make a bracha before you eat? That's a nice thing, but we don't do that. It's not the same type, what we might call logic of the heart and logic of the mind. There's different types of svaras. So purely intellectual svaras, so that could be on the level of daraisa. But religious svaras, so that's emotional svaras, that wouldn't be daraisa, and that could be darabana. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Chagai, Rebbe Yirmiya, Salkin Lebechen Vasa. What does this mean? All the Mefarshim struggle. Reb Chag and Yirmiya, they went to the stores. What stores? So the Charedim and other Mefarshim say, oh, it is based on the Rambam in Hilchas Geneva, who says that Beis Din has to send out police, special police, to make sure everybody in the stores are acting honestly. They have proper weights and measures. They're not tricking anything. They have to measure the scales. The Rambam says that Zanuchas Geneva. The Haredim quotes all these marmakomos. Chayavin bezdin lahamid shotrim b'chol medinu medina. Shei mechazin ala chanuyos. Umatzdikin es hamoznayim es hamidos. Right? Mosnei tzedek, avnei tzedek, hin tzedek. Right? You have to make sure. So bezdin sends out. And if they're messed up, the bezdin finds them, and Bezdin hits them, kefi ra'os Bezdin l'chazek hadavar. And the Gosma Manios quotes another Yerushalmi, but so says the Charedim, now skipping a couple of lines, the efsha sheim ayom amunim ha'machazim al-chanuyos, al-pi Bezdin. Maybe they were the Bezdin, maybe they were the shotrim of the Bezdin. So therefore, back to the Gemara. So Reb Chag, Reb Yirmi, we're going to these stores to do what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to do checking the stores. And all of a sudden, as they're about to get there, kafas Reb Chag ubirech aleihem. Reb Chag gets up and makes a bracha. What bracha? This is unbelievable. Look in the Charedim. Asher kedishanu b'mitzvot v'zivanu l'takein amidos v'hamoznayim u'lasaken ha'sha'arim. To make sure, it's a mitzvah, I'm commanded to make sure that everybody's doing the honesty and keeping their weights and measures properly. So he made up his own bracha of the mitzvah. Maybe that's, at that time they weren't all settled in what gets a bracha and what doesn't. There's a tshuva of the Chassam Sofer where the Maritz Chayes asks the Chassam Sofer. They were contemporaries. There's a tshuva where he was asked, I thought some of the Rishonim say you don't make a bracha on Asiyas Mishpat. Right, Bezin doesn't make a bracha before they sit down. So why is he making a bracha here? So he's got to work that out based on this Yerushalmi. Right, they knew the Yerushalmi. You see from this Yerushalmi, it sounds like you make a bracha on Asiyas Mishpat. But anyway, it makes a bracha. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya, Yos Avdis. Rabbi Yirmiya says, good job. You did great. Shekala mitzvahs tunos bracha. Right, because all mitzvos need a bracha. Right now we're just switching. We were just talking about Berchas HaNehenin, and now we're going to Berchas HaMitzvah. All mitzvos need a bracha. There's a huge discussion. There's two major sources. One of them is, we'll have time, if we have time, which we probably won't, the Rashba, Tshuva Yurches. Chelek Aleph, Simin Yurches, and the Rashba. The Rashba goes through 100 mitzvos. All the mitzvos that get a bracha and all the mitzvos that don't get a bracha. Why some do and why some don't. Why is there no bracha on Kibbut Avaim and Stucca and Malveh, and Ani? Right? Well, there's so many mitzvahs that don't get a bracha, and so many mitzvahs that do get a bracha. So the Rashba goes through all of them. Go through all of them, you know, what does get a bracha. And he has many different rules of what gets and what doesn't get. If you look in the Sefer Or HaYashar, that's in the back here, he says maybe the whole issue here is, he has a different pshat of what the chanuyos, what stores they were going to. Right? What stores are they going to? Because he quotes that maybe it is... Kasava, he quotes from the Arzarua. I'm sorry, where's the what does he say? He has a different shot of what the Chanuyos. Oh, I'm sorry, it's from the Shar Shimon, not the Orah Yashar. He quotes the Chassam Sofers in Arachaim Simin Nundalid and the Maritz Chayes, and he quotes maybe this Yerushalmi is not talking about what we think it means. Chanuyos, it means from the stores. They used to go to the stores, the spice stores. There were many spice stores. Mahalchal avakam achanuyos shemochren sham besamim, and they used to smell this beautiful reyach wafting from the store. And he made a bari minei, right? Bari b'marim besamim. Says, and that's why he was kafatu birich, right? Okay, so that's what he says. The problem with that would be is that the answer of Reb Yirmi, he says, great job, kol mitzvos. Mitzvos. Right, it doesn't sound like it's talking about a brachas anenin. It sounds like it's talking about brachas mitzvah. Okay. Uminayin shekol mitzvos, and again, I apologize. There's so much here to talk about, but we do what we could do. Uminayin shekol mitzvos tunas bracha. What's the source for birchas hamitzvah? Birchas hamitzvah. So again, according to the Bavli, there's no source. It's a din derabanan. Birchas hamitzvah, a din derabanan. The Yerushalmi here quotes a source, and the Achronim wonder whether this is a machlokas, Bavli Yerushalmi, whether they're saying Birchas HaMitzvos is a din d'oraisa. Right? Rabbi Tanchuma, Rabbi Abba, Bar Kahana, B'shem Rabbi Lazar, the Etna Lachaz Luchas Ha'Eben, V'Atorah V'Mitzvah. Right? The Bavli has a different drasha based on this pasuk. What is the Bavli, what does the Yerushalmi say? The last two words, we compare Torah and Mitzvah. Hikish Torah leMitzvah. Ma Torah tu'una bracha, af Mitzvah tu'una bracha. Just like Torah needs a bracha, that's Birchas HaTorah, that's based on Kishem Hashem Ekra, that is quoted in the Bavli, but af Mitzvah tu'una bracha, right, and again, it's mashma from here, that Birchas HaMitzvah is d'oraisa. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Lekach Tov, Simin Yud Aleph, has a beautiful discussion. Obviously, every discussion of his is beautiful, but all about, does Birchas HaMitzvah, is that ever ma'akev the mitzvah? If you ever don't say a bracha, does that make is the mitzvah missing something? So he says, according to Yerushalmi, for sure maybe. Maybe not. You could even say Birchas HaMitzvah is d'oraisa and still say that it's still independent from the mitzvah itself. You don't have to say it affects, but it's much easier to say that if Birchas HaMitzvah is d'oraisa, then it would affect and it would be ma'akev the mitzvah. But this is the Yerushalmi. This is the Yerushalmi. We have a little interlude of Birchas HaMitzvah into this discussion. Remember the Rambam has that one extra word that we've spoken about often. Rav Soloveitchik is medayik. But the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Bracha, says, Kishem, just like you make a bracha on all hana'a, so too you make a bracha on mitzvos. And Rav Soloveitchik wondered, what is that kishem? Because after all, we just learned that Birchas HaNehenin is all about matir. It's all about allowing me to partake of the world. What does that have to do with the Birchas HaMitzvah? Birchas HaMitzvah, I'm doing a mitzvah. What kind of matir? What kind of kishem? What do I need there? So explains Rav Soloveitchik, a Birchas HaMitzvah is also a matir. Why? What kind of matir? Who tells me I could shake this palm branch and this myrtle, and I could put on these strings, and I could put on these straps and boxes, and that could bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right? The finite could connect to the infinite. Who says that by doing these physical actions, I am able to create a relationship and be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know what allows me to? The fact that there's a mitzvah. The fact that there's a mitzvah telling me to do this. So that allows me. That is what allows me. So the Birchas HaMitzvah is the matir. Once I acknowledge the mitzvah and the mitzvah, that allows me to then use physical actions to try to close the gap between the infinite and the finite. Because otherwise it would be presumptuous for me to feel that I could have such a relationship. I could connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Berachas HaMitzvah is what allows me to do. Mitzvahs that don't have a Berachas HaMitzvah, okay, there are technical reasons why that would be the case. Okay, we continue. Again, that line of Hikishtar LaMitzvah is very important. Rabbi Yochanan Asav Zesa. So now we have a story that also appears in the Bavli, but the Bavli's Maskana is different than the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan eating an olive, and the Achronim wonder, were there two stories about Rabbi Yochanan eating an olive with different maskanas, or was this one story, just different versions? Rabbi Yochanan Asav Zesa, he was eating an olive. Ubirech Lefanav. He made a bracha before and after. By saying a bracha after, that means something more than borei nefashos, because the Gemara doesn't call borei nefashos a bracha. So afterwards means that he made an ala eitz. Ala eitz va priya eitz, right? Zayis is one of the shivas aminim. So he made a bracha beforehand, borei priya eitz. Ula acharav and afterwards. Vahave Reb Chiya Barva mistakobe. Reb Chiya Barva was staring at him as if he couldn't imagine. He didn't know why he made a bracha. Right, there was something that was bothering him. Maybe he was bothered by the shear, by the amount. Amalei Reb Yochanan Bavlaya. Hey, Babylonian. V'lamad mistakobe. What are you looking at me for? What are you staring at me for? Some great Lashonos in the Birshalmi. Leslecha kol shum imin shiva tom bracha lefanav l'acharav. Don't you say you make a bracha before and after? You make a bari pura eitz, and you make a, right, what do you, Reb Chiya didn't answer him. Reb Chiya didn't say a word. Right, even after this comment. Right, the Gemara is going to explain what his question was. Islay. Right, Rabbi. Right, and this is Rabbi Yochanan again talking. So the Gemara says, Islay, right, Matzrichalei, right, Islay. Rabbi Yochanan agrees to your potential problem. What was his potential problem? That maybe he didn't eat enough of a shear. He didn't eat enough of a shear. Umatzrichalei. What was his problem? Bebreisha galaniso mimaataso. The inedible pit that was taken out of the olive made the shear smaller. How much do you need? You need a kizayis. And if he's eating a zayis, and he takes out the middle part of the zayis, then that's smaller than a kizayis. And that's what Reb Chiya was wondering about. How did you make a bracha achrona? Right? We assume, most Rishonim assume, a bracha Rishona has no minimum shear. Bracha Rishona, any tiny amount. But a bracha achrona, you need shear. You need a kizayis. So that's what Rabbi Chiya was staring at him and says, I don't understand. I don't understand how you were able to make a bracha achrona. So the Gemara answers, V'leslei Rabbi Yochanan shegalaniso mamataso. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan hold to that problem too? Uma avilei Rabbi Yochanan. What's Rabbi Yochanan's answer? And this answer is not in the Bavli. This is brought up by the Rishonim. Daf Lamites and Brachas. Is there a machlokas here? But what's the Rishami's answer? Mishum birya. Birya, it's a whole item. We have the concept of birya in Isurim in the Bavli. Right? If somebody eats an entire ant, even though that ant is less than the shear of Isurim of a Kezayis, you're going to be chayiv, daraisa. Because it's a whole item. A whole item has chashivus. If it's a whole item, we have that by Isurim. But what about by Hilchus Brachos? Right? What about birya for that? So the Bavli doesn't say, the Yerushalmi says, because it's a whole item, Even if, so now what? Because it's a whole item, so what's the answer? First look at the Pnei Moshe. Birya, Mishum Birya. Klomer, Birya Shiny. Velo Amr Shir Kezayas El Abadavar Sheino Birya. You need a Kezayas for something that's not a whole item. Kegon Chaticha Achas Midavar Shalem. You have a piece of something. So that's a question. But if you have a whole item, so then that is good enough for a bracha. There is a major machlokas. The Rosh and the Rashba. And Tosfos, they all get into the action here. Brachas Lamates. The Rosh says, read the Rush. The Rush says, you know what must have happened here? The Rush says right here, Vahashta, ihavde uvda, the Gemara didon, hahu uvda, gufa, the Yerushalmi, if it's the same story going on here, imkein, choli Gemara didon, ali Yerushalmi, it must be that our Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi. Visvira le dafilu birya boy kezayas. Birya is Allah and ilchazi surim. Doesn't apply by brachas. Uva Gemara didon iker, and we pass like our Gemara. Wasn't like our Gemara. About Efshar, but says the Rosh, maybe it's the same, it's two different stories. The Shnei Maisim Avi, so it was no Machlokas, it was just two different stories. V'hai the Yerushalmi, Yavizai Shalem Kshuva Lefanav, and the Yerushalmi, he's talking about a case where a whole olive was brought to Rabbi Yochanan. Even though he spit out the pit afterwards, because it was brought to him as a whole item, V'nena Mibir Yeshlema, Mashaderach Lechel Mimena Yishkan Shir. Wow. That's the Rush. But in the case of the Bavli, maybe he brought a mushed olive. Maybe he wasn't brought a whole olive. It was brought an olive without the pit. So that's why he doesn't answer Birias. Maybe it was the same story. So maybe it's not a machlokas. That's the Rush. If you look in the Rashba says, no. What's the chiddush of the Rush? It could be a Birya even if you don't eat the pit. Because it came to you as a whole item. The Rashba says, I think that's wrong. You know what happened here? Maybe Rabbi Yochanan pushed himself and he ate the pit. And that's why he ate the pit, even though it was not so edible. And that's what, and maybe that's a machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. Do you say birya if part of the birya is somewhat inedible and you eat it anyway? Maybe that's a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. But either way, there's a machlokas Rishonim whether there is a machlokas here between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And because of that, Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Tosfos in Hilchas Brachas: better not to eat one whole item. Don't eat one grape. Don't eat one olive. Because that's a real suffix about whether that requires a bracha achrona. Better to eat a couple of grapes and a couple of olives because to make sure that you don't put yourself into a situation of suffix. But that's the machlokas. Whether there's a machlokas here between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, etc. So birya comes up by Yisurim. There's a question about brachas. One other, the Trumas Hadashin discusses. What about by maror? What if you have a small whole a stalk of maror that's less than a kezias, but it's a whole birya. Is that good enough for maror? So he discusses that in the Psakim, it's in Reish Mem Hei. So first he starts to say and says, I think it should be. It should be, right? If it's good enough for a bracha, which is, if it's good enough for a bracha where it says achila del raisa, right? So then surely for maror, where it doesn't say achila, and then he's not so sure. Okay, but either way, that's a fascinating discussion. We continue. Milsid Rabbi Yochanan Amra. I'm sorry, I should have read this first. Rabbi Yochanan, you learn from Rabbi Yochanan. Shekin afilu achal prey da'acha shal einav. O prey da'acha shal rimon. Shutan bracha lefanei l'achareah. So even one, you learn from Rabbi Yochanan. So if it's a birya, one grape or one preda. That's a question. What does preda mean? Does that mean a section? Does that mean one little seed of a rimon? Does it mean a section of a rimon? Not clear. But either way, based on this, Tosfos says, again, we don't know if there's a machlokas in the Bavli Yerushalmi. One should not have just one of a certain type of fruit. Vayta. Chutz mina yayin. Back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, on all peros ha'ilon, we say ha'etz, except for wine. Yayin, bizmanshu, kamoshehu. When wine is kamoshehu, that means in the days of old, wine was very strong, and it needed to be diluted with water. Before it was diluted in its natural state, omar lo bari pri'etz. You say bari pri'etz on undiluted wine, they know the mimenu liyadayim, and you can't use that for netilas yadayim, because according to this first opinion here, they're charedim as two deis, we'll go with one of them, you have to use water for netilas yadayim, and this is not called water, because it's undiluted wine. Bizmachu mazug, but once it's diluted, omer lo bar priyagafen, v'no lo mimenu liyadayim, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. But once you put it in the water, then it's good. V'chachavim omrim, bein chai bein mazug, v'cham argue, whether it's undiluted, whether it's diluted, omer lo bar priyagafen. It still has the status of wine, even before it's diluted. And you can use it for netilas yadayim because the chachamim hold that you don't need water for netilas yadayim. Any of the liquids. Okay, according to this pshat that we just gave, the two machlokos are not related. There's two machlokos here. What bracha do you make on undiluted wine? And do you have to use water for netilas yadayim or not? There's a way to connect the two machlokos, but we're not going to do that day. Amar Rabbi Abba, ein bo mishum ovdan ochlin. Right, you're allowed to use it, and don't think that you're ruining food by using it, because you're using it for a purpose that the human being needs. There's no baltashlus there. Rav Yaakov bar Zavdi b'shem Rav Yevavo shemen zayis omar la bari pura eitz. If one would drink oil, you make a bari pura eitz. Interesting, the Bavli here does not figure out what's the case of drinking oil. If you drink oil straight, that's dangerous. Maybe you wouldn't make any bracha. Well, the Rambam says shahakol, right? And if you drink it as part of other ingredients, so then maybe you go by the ikker. So it has to be a case where you are drinking some type of mixture and oil is the ikker ingredient. Maybe it's medicine, right? The Gemara says in brachas in the Bavli. Amar b'chi bar papa, kumi reb ze'ira, Rav Chiya said in front of reb ze'ira, mastisa amar kein. Right? And the Mishnah also gives this inference. Chutz min hayayin, shala yayin hu omer bori pri hagafen, right? Because it says wine gets bori pri hagafen. The yayin lav shachuku, isn't wine crushed up? So lomar el chutz min hayayin. So you see, the only exception to the rule that you have a different bracha is wine. Hashar kol advarim, but all other things avo bishes shchukim beinon hein. Only wine changes based on the texture that it was crushed and now it's in a different form, but all other things, even if it's crushed, so it must be beinon. They keep their bracha, and that's why you would make a bori pri ha'etz on oil. What? So it sounds like from this line, so what? On orange juice you'd make a ha'etz, and on apple juice you'd make a ha'etz. So we assume not. The Gemara in the Bavli says that all liquids besides oil and wine are just called zeya ba'alma. Doesn't have the status of serious halachic liquid. It's not one of the liquids that are machshir l'kabal tuma, and therefore all other liquids one would say shahako. Again, we'll have to talk more about it, B'ezras Hashem. There's a discussion in the Rishonim, if you have fruit that are dafka grown for the juice. Tropicana oranges are grown dafka for the juice. So there are some Rishonim that say you should make a ha'etz on that juice. Rove, not the Rashman, others say, discuss this, but, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that we paskin, you make a shakal on that also. Okay, but either way, you know what, let's, stop here by Rabbi Abba. We'll continue with this, with cooked vegetables, Be'ez Hashem, next time.